John, we have some new reports coming out of Washington that the Bush administration is considering establishing a greater diplomatic presence in Iran. This is the same country that President Bush has referred to as the part of the axis of evil. The Bush administration has called for nuclear sanctions, and President Bush just came off a European tour where he was encouraging other European leaders to come to a united front and condemn Iran. So, John Line, BBC correspondent in Tehran, an embassy in Iran?
Well, it wouldn't be an embassy, but it would be a U.S. interest section, which could be anything from a handful of diplomats inside somebody else's embassy to a completely separate building that would look just like an embassy. For example, there's a Cuban interest section in Washington, of course, which is, for all senses and purposes, a Cuban embassy. It's just not called that.
And so who is discussing this?
Well, this is an idea being kicked around in Washington. I think it's slightly strange, to be honest. It would certainly send mixed messages. The idea from those people supporting it within the administration appears to be that they could make some contacts here. I don't think they'd extend their contacts with the government itself, but they'd want to speak to dissidents, possibly even, people within or close to the Iranian government who might be more sympathetic to compromise and talking. But it would be a very mixed signal. After all, most of the message from the Bush administration is that they want to isolate Iran. And already, for example, one of the Iranian papers here, one of the hardline papers, has said this, even considering this by America, is confessing the failure of America's belligerent policies against Tehran. So it might end up handing a bit of a propaganda coup to the government here.
And John, has there been any reaction, official reaction from the Iranian government?
No official reaction, just this sort of unofficial reaction from
the press,
from the papers here. The government itself is saying they're thinking about it. I think, frankly, the government here would be very wary and very sceptical of it. There is a British embassy here. They keep them on a very tight leash. They, for example, often refuse visas to new British diplomats. They even refuse visas to new teachers for the British school and other foreign schools here. So I wonder whether, even if they were prepared to start talking about this, whether in practice it would ever happen. And then you have, of course, the other question of which building would they use. For example, would they go to the old U.S. embassy here? I don't think so. It's a Revolutionary Guards base now.
John, do you have any sense of what triggered this debate within the Bush administration right now? Here you have an administration that only has 6 months left in power. Why now?
Oh, I think they clearly are casting around, to put it kindly, about what precisely to do about Iran. There are hardliners who've always wanted to go for the military option. That they've been outmaneuvered, at the very least, in that. New sanctions, they don't seem to be coming on in any great force. The Europeans are reluctant to really close down the trade with Iran. So really, I think in Washington, they're casting around for new policies. Iran is pushing ahead with its nuclear program. Where do you go from here?
Where do you go from here? John Line reporting from Tehran in Iran, BBC correspondent. Thank you very much.
Tom, I was in Tehran on the U.S. Embassy. The former U.S. Embassy building was written the Center for the Study of the U.S. Spy Den's Documents.
Or there's always the Great Satan posters that
yes.
we've seen. But with
on
also
the embassy
always
itself, they'd have
has,
to do some renovating. If
there's also been
that
this disconnect, though. There's been the people and how they feel about the United States and the government's policies against the United States.
Not unlike the U.S. government, the difference between the American people and the American government perceived around the world. Iran and the U.S.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.